Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Join us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the latest on the video views.
Absolutely. Oklahoma Beef Checkoff dollars helped drive more than 14 million video views in 2021 on YouTube. A video view is a little like a TV commercial, but even better because we can laser target consumers and we only pay if they watch the video. Our efforts included a 10-month campaign in Oklahoma focused in on sharing the story of beef sustainability while busting myths at the same time. And finally, from the holidays to summer grilling, we shared inspiring beef videos working to encourage more beef purchasing. The cost per consumer view was only 2 cents per view. Additionally, in 2021, the Oklahoma Beef Council helped fund two regional advertising initiatives in the Southeast U.S. representing 71 million consumers and the Western states representing 65 million consumers.
Thanks, Heather. And you can learn more about how your Beef Checkoff is working hard for you by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, Social Security beneficiaries will have a lot to cheer about in 2022, but they may also have a few things to grumble about as well. Social Security benefits are increasing 5.9% in 2022 thanks to the cost of living increase, the largest cost of living increase since we've seen since 1982. However, AARP Oklahoma State Director Sean Voskel says the increase will unfortunately be reduced by the Medicare premium increase.
Although the 2022 increase is substantial, most beneficiaries won't see the full amount in their checks because Medicare Part B premiums are deducted directly from most Social Security retirement payments. Due to inflation and other factors, Medicare Part B premiums jumped to $170, up $21 from last year. If you would like to get an estimate of your Social Security benefits and other valuable information, visit AARP's Social Security Benefits Calculator.
And keep in mind that scammers are always trying to get your Social Security funds.
Recently, the Inspector General for the Social Security Administration released a fraud advisory warning the public about widespread Social Security-related telephone scams that may use sophisticated tactics to deceive them into providing sensitive information or money. Tactics such as using real names of Social Security representatives or citing badge numbers of law enforcement officers in order to try and legitimize their emails and calls.
Voskel says there are a few ways that you can identify a scam claiming to be the Social Security Administration.
They will never suspend your Social Security number because someone else has used it in a crime, threaten you with arrest or other legal action unless you immediately pay a fine or fee, require payment by retail gift card, wire transfer, internet currency, or mail in cash, promise a benefit increase or other assistance in exchange for payment, or send official letters or reports containing your personal information via email.
You can find more tips online from the AARP Fraud Watch Network or at AARP.org. Flag Secretary Tom Vilsack says his agency went to work early in 2021 on addressing supply chain disruptions the ag sector experienced during the pandemic. He identified a wide range of improvements, which produced a more diversified food system that serves farmers, ranchers, and consumers. The COVID-19 outbreak has been a tragic and heartbreaking issue for our communities and families, but through disruptions, it allowed us an opportunity to identify and address vulnerable spots in our food system, he says. Those disruptions to the agricultural sector highlighted the need for our nation's food system to be more diversified, thereby creating more options for producers and consumers while enhancing the resiliency of our food sector. Vilsack highlighted several USDA steps, including providing $1 billion in American Rescue Plan funds for expanding independent processing capacity in the U.S. Also, $32 million in grants will help 167 meat and poultry processing facilities reach more customers by becoming federally inspected. You've got farm news on Ron.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.